Welcome to another mindful moment. Today, we're going to explore our inner world, the sensations of our body from the inside out, exploring with curiosity and equanimity, no judgment and not trying to change anything at all. This is a technique called body scan. And we'll be starting from your head, moving all the way down to your toes, exploring that inner landscape. Being able to explore your internal world will help you understand that the sensations in your body are just sensations. They are always changing, they're dynamic and transitory. They move from place to place and change by moment to moment. And it's important to know that the sensations that you feel inside your body are just sensations, ever changing, ever evolving, ever moving. The body scan helps you to become friends with your inner world, with your body from the inside out, helping you get from just staying in your head to really inhabiting this body that you live in, this body that is yours to take care of and to communicate to others with. The body scan is what we'll be working on today. Find a comfortable place to sit or lie down, adjusting your body so that you're as comfortable as possible, uncrossing anything that is crossed, being sure that you're as comfortable with pillows and blankets as you possibly can be. You may like to close your eyes or soften your gaze, reducing any kinds of stimulation from the outside world as much as you can for the next few moments as we take this wonderful journey inside. Taking in a deep breath, and as you exhale, just notice how you're starting to settle into this comfortable place, this comfortable, calm, quiet, peaceful place where you feel well cared for and very well supported. Taking in a second deep breath. And as you exhale, just notice this beautiful skill of relaxation that you have been working on, that you are able to relax more quickly and more easily with each time you practice a mindful moment. Take in that third deep breath. And as you exhale, bring your attention to the top of your head, bringing just observation and curiosity, equanimity to the top of your head. Bring your attention there. What does your scalp feel like? Have you ever even thought of that? What does your scalp feel like? Bringing your curiosity now into your mind, to the top of your head, to your brain. Notice how your mind is beginning to still. Perhaps your thoughts are slowing down. Or perhaps you have running thoughts. Allow them to pass by like clouds without getting involved with them. Any thoughts that may be important will be waiting for you when we're done with this beautiful body scan. Bringing your attention now to the inside of your forehead, to the back of your eyes, to the back of your cheeks. Just notice. Just notice with some curiosity how the inside of your face feels between your skin and your skull. If there's any tension, just breathe into those places. Again, without changing anything, but just bringing attention to it. Moving your attention now down through the back of your nose, your sinuses. Perhaps now you feel the back of your throat and the inside of your neck. Perhaps you swallow just to deepen the experience. Exploring, not changing. Coming back to the top of your head and exploring the back of your head between your scalp and your skull. Perhaps your head is sitting on the back of a pillow. And how does that feel? The places where your head touches the pillow, the places where it doesn't touch the pillow, inside and out. Bringing the sensation and the feeling down past your skull and into the back of your neck. You may even want to move your head back and forth just a little bit as we're focusing in on the neck, just to remind all of those beautiful muscles and bones to relax, to let go, as we're just exploring these beautiful, beautiful bones and muscles and tendons. Bringing your view now down to your shoulders, between your skin and the bones and muscles. You may feel that your shoulders are relaxing, letting go, softening. And should there be any tension there, just breathe into it. Again, allowing more attention to go to any spot that feels like it needs your loving care. Now going down your right arm, exploring those muscles and tendons in your upper arms. Maybe on the outside you notice where your arm is touching the back of the chair or the bed. There may be some cool air or warm air that's touching your skin. Now exploring your elbow and the spaces in between. Just being curious. And down your forearm, your wrists, which you may want to just rotate just a minute or two, just to explore how that wrist mechanism works. Exploring the inside of your hand, the palm, and perhaps each finger. You may even want to gently move your fingers, just to explore how those mechanisms work as well. Again, not wanting to change anything. We're just exploring. Bringing your attention now to the top of your left arm, but pausing for a moment. Is there a difference between the way your right arm feels right now and your left arm? Perhaps it's exactly the same. Now to explore your upper left arm, inside and out, around the muscles and tendons, between the skin and the muscles. Explore that area trying to change anything, just bringing this enormous amount of curiosity to all of it. And now exploring the inside of your hand, perhaps the palm, then the back of your hand, and each finger. Perhaps you wiggle and move them around a bit, just to fully experience this beautiful, wonderfully made body that you have. Notice how in this exploration, this equanimity, you may develop some gratitude for your body and how well it works and all the things it does in any given day. How it supports you, how it takes care of you, how it gets you from place to place. Bringing your attention now to your breath, to your lungs. Just notice the gentle rise and fall of your chest, or perhaps the expansion of your diaphragm. Not changing anything, just being curious, watching. This is life breathing through you. Without your conscious awareness, without you changing a thing. Going in to explore with your mind's eye this beautiful torso of yours, your lungs, your heart, your liver, your stomach, your intestines, all your organs. Perhaps you feel some activation of an organ or two. Perhaps there are some that need additional attention. Bringing your loving kindness to those spaces with your breath without any anticipation of changing anything at all. Allowing each of your major organs to relax, to soften, to let go. Back to their natural state. As you are traveling yet again to that natural state of peace and calm. Bringing your attention now to your upper back and pausing for a moment and feeling how your back presses against the bed or the chair, the places that touch and the places that don't touch. How do they feel? What is that like? Bringing your awareness to inside your skin, between your skin and the muscles and the bones, traveling gently down your upper back to your middle back. Perhaps you pause and explore your spinal column, marveling at what a marvelous, wonderful, effective communication channel this is. Communicating just the right amount of information from top to bottom, from bottom to top. Moving down through your lower back, into your pelvis. Just notice. Now bringing that beautiful sense of curiosity to your right leg, traveling under that skin, exploring the muscles and tendons, front and back, all around, to your knees, exploring all around the knee. The front of the knee, the back of the knee. What an active joint this is. Bringing your awareness to your calf. And maybe you pause a minute and feel your shin. Maybe there's some air or maybe there's clothing. However you're experiencing, the inside and outside of your shin and lower leg. And here we are at your ankle and now your feet. The top of your feet, the bottom of your feet, inside and out. Perhaps you wiggle your toes just to marvel at how they all work inside and out, bringing that beautiful loving kindness to any spot that needs particular attention, up and down your entire leg, knee, and foot. Go finally to your left leg, just pausing a moment and noticing if there's any difference between your right leg and your left leg right now. You may feel more relaxation in your right leg, although there may be spots that still need more attention. If there are, breathe into them. Show your loving kindness towards yourself. And now bring that beautiful attention and curiosity to that left leg, exploring your thigh in and out, from the skin to the muscles to the tendons, even to the bones, the front and the back and the sides, bringing that curiosity and interest now to the knee. Should any part of your leg need additional attention, just breathe into it. No expectation of change. The front of the knee, the back of your knee, and now into the bottom of your leg, your calf, your shin, in and out, your ankle, your foot, and finally wiggling those toes, perhaps on that left foot, marveling again at how all of this beautiful body is put together. Bringing your attention now to the whole body, from the top of your head to your shoulders, to your arms, to your torso, front and back, and your legs, all the way down to your toes. How do you feel? Are there any places that need to be explored further? Are there any sensations, inside or out? Any areas that need more loving attention? Breathe into them. Provide them with that love and care. The body scan. A technique, again, you can use anywhere, anytime. Anytime that you're feeling anxious or nervous, or just need to feel more centered and grounded. Scan your body from top to bottom, inside and out, just by way of checking in, being curious, without judgment, spreading your love and care, your kindness and your thoughtfulness to every part of your body. Thank you for your time today, and enjoy this wonderful skin that you are in every minute of every day. Namaste.